It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. City health officials have identified four areas where the number of COVID cases have seen a sharp increase in recent days. They're all located in Orthodox Jewish communities: Southern Brooklyn near Ocean Parkway, Williamsburg, Far Rockaway, and Kew Gardens. So joining us now to discuss the spread and what health authorities are doing about it is WNYC's Fred Mogul. Hey, Fred.
Hi there, Sean.
So we've seen the infection rate, that's the percent of people testing positive, doubling and tripling in the last month. What's the deal? What seems to be going on here?
Well, the city's attributing it to several factors, including the return to school, the arrival of the Jewish High Holy Days. Let's listen for a moment to Dr. Mitchell Katz. He's the head of the public hospital system. He's also Jewish, which he brings up. His agency has taken the lead in contact tracing and in containing outbreaks.
Before the High Holy Days, we typically, as a people, come together for more celebrations. The opening of schools, especially the yeshivas, have made a difference. The weather getting colder.
Right. A point, the weather getting colder, meaning people are going inside, point he wanted everyone to be aware of. Katz also mentioned people coming and going from other places, such as Israel, other Orthodox Jewish communities as a factor. On a personal note, he also said that he himself is actually from this Ocean Parkway area, which is the largest of the clusters. He still has family there. And he also mentioned that his father-in-law had died just a couple days ago of COVID-19.
Wow. What has the response been in these communities?
You know, when the mayor, when the mayor's office initially informed the public about these clusters, at first they didn't say anything about it having to do with Orthodox Jewish communities. They just sort of laid out the neighborhoods. Later, they raised that point. So now some of the media outlets and the social media personalities within the Orthodox Jewish world are saying that the city is singling out the Jews without enough evidence. They say, you know, these neighborhoods have lots of non-Jews. My Gothamist colleague, Jake Offenhartz and I, we talked to some people within the Hasidic community who are very concerned about the spread of COVID, actually, contrary to sort of their mainstream media. He spoke to a doctor in Borough Park who went to a synagogue on Rosh Hashanah this past weekend, found it packed with almost no one wearing a mask other than the doctor and his family.
Wow.
He's worried things are going to get worse going into Yom Kippur. We have subsequent festivals of Sukkot and Simchas Torah coming up, lots of partying. I personally spoke to a Hasidic man. He'd only give his name as Ben, from Marine Park, next to Midwood, one of the specified neighborhoods. He, too, has stayed away from synagogue since March, but went for the first time this past weekend to hear the blowing of the shofar. He said people were mocking him for wearing a mask. He said he was terrified, and he really wishes the influential rabbis in these communities would speak out more.
When it comes to things that they want to emphasize, they did not struggle to put the message out, nor to gain compliance. If this were approached in a religious manner, saying, you know, the object here is to put safety and lives above everything, there's a good reason to believe that that would be effective.
Yeah, having said that, this man also recognized that even these very powerful rabbis and leaders can only get so far ahead of people in their own community. He's not totally sure that they would manage to persuade people to comply. And just kind of, in some, so city officials are attributing the surge to more gatherings. These people are attributing it not just to the gatherings, but to people not wearing masks as a central problem.
So, Fred, what is the city doing to contain this spread?
Well, among other things, it is giving away lots of masks in these communities. It's trying to conduct more testing in these areas to identify people who are infected and identify the people they might come in contact with, get them to quarantine. It's reaching out to community leaders, asking them to spread the word about mask wearing and social distancing and limiting crowd size, placing ads in local papers, circulating flyers, hundreds of thousands of robocalls in English and Yiddish. They did shut down two yeshivas temporarily for refusing to comply with social distancing regulations. Let's listen for a second to Mayor de Blasio talking about enforcement.
We will look at each and every gathering place. If there's a place that violates the state rules and the city rules, of course, that has to be addressed. And if someplace has to be shut down, it will be.
You know, state rules limit indoor worship to 33% of capacity to spread people out. I asked the mayor's spokesman if law enforcement or other officials would be enforcing that on Yom Kippur, which starts on Sunday evening. They haven't replied.
In our last 20 seconds here, Fred, do experts think measures are enough?
You know, they acknowledge it's very difficult. This community has crossed swords with health authorities before, particularly over infectious diseases and over what many people believe is their inviolable right to gather. They're just going to keep pushing. The experts think the city probably could do more, but we'll just have to see what lies ahead.
We've been talking to Fred Mogul, WNYC's health and government reporter. Thanks so much, Fred.
Thank you, Sean.